Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
Welcome to Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. I'm Sean Smith. On this episode, original digital content. Is it the future of television? Bell Media's Much Studios was founded in 2015 and created to harness the vision of YouTube creators to fuel a new digital strategy for the brand and keep up with the appetite for short-form digital content. Now, Mike McShane is the Director of Business and Partnerships at Bell Media, and he oversees Much Digital Studios. He joins us today. Mike, welcome to Broadcast Dialogue.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, Bell Media's Much Studios was founded in 2015, and I wonder if you could just give us sort of a vision for what you set out to create back then.
Yeah, I mean, we were looking at what was happening, obviously, around us and the media landscape as a whole. And our vision for Much Studios was there's a lot of exciting things that were happening in the digital space, in particular on YouTube. Lots of creators doing really amazing things and making very interesting content and growing like big audiences that were really engaged with them. And we just felt like that's a space that we wanted to be in. It was exciting to us too. So that's where the idea came from. And, you know, at the end of the day, we knew that it would strengthen and help the Much brand as well.
Speaking of the Much brand, you go back to 2003, that is if LinkedIn can be believed. And when you started with Chum Television Specialty Channels, can you talk a little bit about what it's like to be attached to such an iconic TV brand in an age of digital disruption?
It is, you know what, it has been a fun ride for me. I obviously have a lot of affinity for the Much brand, just having been associated with it for so long. But it has been interesting too, right? If you think of 2003 up to now, there has been a lot of change, definitely in the industry, definitely in viewer behavior, media consumption. It's evolved quite a bit. Much has always been a brand that's been on the edge of disruption and innovation anyways.
It's, totally.
You know, if you think back to, you know, the days when we'd throw open the studio windows and shoot from the street, you know, I think Much has always sort of been on the edge of this kind of thing and certainly change. And even if you could consider that like short form content, like that live shooting from the street type feel was a form of short form content. There just wasn't the digital distribution at the time. So it's familiar in a way, but Much has also always been more than just TV too, right? It, you know, youth lifestyle, live events. So all of this really meant that I think that there's an expectation among fans and clients that Much would be a leader in this space. That's why Much Studios made sense.
Fast forward 3 years now from the start of the studios, how much of your focus is on digital content?
Well, we're obviously, it's a priority for us. The interesting thing about Much Studios, and just to give more context about sort of what it is, it's, you know, it's our partnership with a bunch of YouTube creators, like maybe 40 or it varies, but always more than 40. And, you know, we're offering these creators services and benefits, you know, representation and brand partnerships, opportunities. We help them with marketing and communications, and we're trying to grow their profile. We're trying to make them more successful and give them cross-platform opportunities. And really we benefit from that. We really, we enjoy the relationship with them, and it, like I said, it strengthens our brand. So I think that helps contextualize sort of what, like our relationship with them, but they're still free to produce the content that has made them, you know, famous and amassed their big audience. So it's not as though they're just producing content, digital content just for us. They're continuing to do what they've always done, and it's made them successful. Our attachment, I think, to their projects, you know, and our association really benefits our brand. But Much Studios is not the only thing that Bell Media is doing for, like, from a digital perspective, right? Mm-hmm. We have, you know, we've got Crave TV, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Right.
Snackable. So there's all these other digital touch points that Bell Media has as well.
Right. And with regard to Much and these YouTube creators, it's almost as though you're drawing sort of all this cross-promotional, cross-platform energy into the brand. Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we are pulling on all parts of this company, you know, to make it more successful, to to grow the opportunity. This is a fun sandbox to play in right now, and I think internally it's well recognized that this is an opportunity for growth. You know, and we just really need to be where our viewers are, and we know that or our fans are, and we know that they are here. So what would our footprint look like? And that's sort of just been, that's how we've grown in this space. Youth are going to be early adopters, and much has to be part of it. And we're lucky that we got in 2015. I'm glad that we, you know, you could say, obviously, we could have been in earlier as well. Mm-hmm. But we've benefited quite a great deal from having, you know, participated so early in the conversation, at least for a big media company. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that helped us get a head start, particularly with the creator community, because a big part of this is relationships with these digital creators and innovators.
Now, that must have been a big culture shift, though, internally within the organization. Yeah. How did that come about, and how did you get to be on the leading edge of that?
Yeah, well, my background, I was in marketing for a number of years, and then I made a shift into brand partnerships, and it sort of came together for me professionally where there's this opportunity arose sort of around the same time that I was making a change from brand partnership. So I was lucky to be in the right place in the organization at the right time to, you know, have background with the Much brand and then some experience with brand partnerships, which is a really important part of what we're doing with Much Studios. Mm-hmm. And then to have this role means that, you know, I'm able to advocate internally on behalf of Much Studios and our creators about the opportunities. Like I do have a pretty good, full perspective of what the opportunities could be internally. Mm-hmm. And then a big part of it is just educating, different stakeholders about how Much Studios can benefit them.
One of the biggest issues for digital creators, of course, is monetization. How is that been successful to you? I'm not talking from a P&L statement perspective, but just in general, do you find that the money follows the content, or is it a longer road?
Yeah, I mean, but there's all kinds of different ways to monetize. Like our creators are monetizing, and Bound Media is monetizing. Part of the attraction, I think, for creators to work with Much and have a relationship with Bound Media, of course, all the growth that they can get from this kind of relationship with a big media company. But we, a big part of this is brand partnerships, and I think what we've learned and certainly creators have seen themselves is that, you know, you can make quite a bit of money on YouTube, of course, monetizing your audience that way. But you get to a certain point that the brand partnership piece really becomes the priority. You know, you've built your audience. That revenue is coming in from YouTube. But then the next level of that is, okay, how can I work with big brands to do bigger campaigns, campaigns that are going to support me, promote me on other platforms. So when brands come to us, you know, that we try to set them up with a program, particularly when they obviously want to work with an influencer or creator, that, they get the benefit of the talent itself. And the talent, of course, gets paid for the brand partnership program. But the creator also benefits from, the brand amplifying that content across other traditional media assets. So that's a big opportunity, I think, for the creators and a big part of why they want to work with us. There has been challenges, of course. It's not, it hasn't always been easy. There has been a lot of education even in the client community about what it's like to work with creators. Mm-hmm. These people are not often not, brought up in an environment where they are, being coached and produced all the time. Right. So, we've done a lot of work to sort of manage that relationship, and that's, part of what we're offering, both the creator and the client. We have this legacy, right, of protecting our brand and client brands, and now the creator brand too, and just trying to manage this process so that, everybody's expertise comes forward and any shortcomings and gaps we can try to fill.
Would you say that the era we're living in right now is pretty much the trial and error era?
Yeah, but I think it's moving pretty quickly. Things are we're evaluating how we're doing things all the time and how we're servicing our creators and what that's doing for our brand. But I think there certainly is quite a bit of trial and error. But you know, brands and clients are pretty savvy about how to work with creators now and what their reach is and how they can target Canadians, how they can amplify and reach, you know, specific demos. So yeah, there's been lots of trial and error, but I think a lot of the pain is behind us, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of the brand dollars, the advertising brands, are they do they approach much as a brand with a sort of digital first attitude, or are they fully formed in terms of traditional and digital? What do their needs tend to be like coming from the brands?
Yeah, I think that they look too much for the relationships. They're often coming to us, and we're hearing from brands all the time that they want to work with talent. They want to work with creators. And they are often very open to the solution. We're lucky to be able to collaborate with the creators on an idea that is going to make sense for everybody. So if we get a brief in from a client, you know, we're pretty early to go to the creator and try to come up with solutions that are going to work for that creator and their content, what's authentic to them, and also with the brand. So it's everybody involved more or less from the beginning, and that's what has worked for us to date.
Broadcasters have been struggling with this idea of integrating network television and digital for a long time. It sounds to me like you're saying that we're almost there. Is that accurate? Do you think, where are we on that sort of transition? And what do you see the near future looking like for broadcasters?
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of a lot of road to go. I think we're getting closer. I think that we're getting a better understanding of certainly what's working and what's not. We're trying to use our Much Studios and our creators as a solution for, you know, a lot of different projects internally. We do really try to integrate our creators into the Bell Media ecosystem because, of course, that has a lot of benefit to the creator. To just be on different platforms and get exposure to different opportunities. But even, you know, for us, obviously, we're leveraging, you know, big audience and, a legitimacy that comes from, that we get from the association with the creator. So, yeah, we have creators appear on our daily shows with, you know, opinion on or a voice on different issues. We had Jess Rain, one of our biggest creators. He co-hosted the MMVAs 2 years in a row, actually. Mm-hmm. We produced web series, and the web series themselves are actually probably, you know, they're a good example of a project that can be, you know, a test pilot for something that could become a bigger development.
Is there a recent project that comes to mind that you've done that kind of ticks all the boxes for you?
We did a web series called Dan for a Week with our creator, The Danocracy, and it was him experimenting, living an extreme lifestyle for a week at a time, which, again, this was a very interesting like take on his channel, which is sort of that kind of content as well, but this is stretching it a little bit more and making it a longer form version. So we did a 6-part web series with him, and we got a lot of learnings out of that about what was working between the way that we were producing that content, where it should live, if it goes on his channel, if it goes on Much's owned and operated properties. So that's a good example. We've also we worked with Just Rain again last year on the tree toss, and I don't know if you remember the much
oh, yes.
Tree toss,
but sure.
Lighting a tree on fire and throwing it off the roof. Yeah,
absolutely.
So that, you know, that is a great legacy piece of intellectual property that we have had a lot of fun with over the years with our VJs, you know, throwing the Christmas tree off the roof. And the iteration of that was, you know, how do we do that through the lens of these Much Studios creators? And just Rain, he wanted to take this on and developed a script and invited some other creators, much studio creators, to be involved, and we did it, through the lens of a creator, and just put that online instead of putting it on TV.
Very cool. Now, you've been at this 15 years with more or less one company in terms of, much and so on. What's left on your sort of personal bucket list in terms of things you want to tackle, either in this role or wherever life takes you?
I'm really excited about this space. I really enjoy the opportunity here. I think that this is has huge potential for Bell Media. So I think for me personally, I would like to see more of this developed into, longer form content, more opportunities to be recognized among these creators. I think that they are enormous talent, even, from writing scripted long form content is an option, not even just appearing in it. They can, they can be part of the production process and not necessarily have to be the stars. So I think that I would like to see more of that, more involvement from our creators in some of our projects, and see how that can, benefit Bell Media as a whole.
What advice would you have for young Mike McShanes who are starting out and just kind of maybe going through post-secondary school or what have you, looking for a specialty, wanting to get into media? What would you say if you had 30 seconds with them?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to find out what you're passionate about, of course. I think that you really have to focus on, what makes you tick, what you're interested in. I find even in this role right now, we have interns that come through and are part of, part of our team. And I'm always so impressed with, particularly the ones that want a role with us. They are so immersed in the world of YouTube and creator culture and digital content. And I think that really shows. I think that, I personally learn a lot from them as well, just because they live and breathe this world from their own perspective. I think that finding out what you're passionate about, drilling down deep on that, and meeting a lot of people too. I think that networking is a big part of this, and I always have time to speak with people who want to learn more about the industry, and I think of when I was just starting out too, and some of the contacts that I made early on, and the people that took the time to just meet with me and have an informational interview. Exposure to all types of things in the workplace when you're just starting out is really important, and helps shape your direction in ways that you're able to connect those dots later.
Mike, that's awesome. Really appreciate your time today, and thanks for telling us all about Much Digital Studios and kind of where we're at digitally and otherwise in broadcast television today. Thanks so much.
Great. Well, thanks for having me on.
Mike McShane is the Director of Business and Partnerships at Bell Media. He joined us from Toronto. Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. I'm Sean Smith.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.